This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Thursday, July 28, 2011. I'm Caleb Brown. The debt limit is meant to signal credibility by providing a constraint on federal spending. But if the debt limit is simply raised every time Congress and the President want to spend more, why have a debt limit at all? Don Boudreau is an adjunct scholar at the Cato Institute and professor of economics at George Mason University. We spoke at this week's Cato University in Annapolis, Maryland.
The way the word default is used now in popular debate is Uncle Sam's inability to pay for everything he wants to pay for. But in fact, default has a specific meaning. It means failure to pay on time all of your creditors. Uncle Sam has creditors. Employees who haven't yet been paid, including active service military, holders of U.S. government debt and interest on that debt. There are a few other genuine creditors of the United States. If you look at the data, though, those creditors for each of the upcoming months, those credit obligations are only about half of the total income, cash income, that Uncle Sam expects to get. There's no need for Uncle Sam to default in any genuine way. Now, if Uncle Sam doesn't borrow any more money because the debt ceiling is not raised, then after paying off his creditors, which he has more than enough cash to do and will have more than enough cash to do, Uncle Sam will then have to make tough spending choices about which programs to defund and which to keep. That's what politicians don't want to do, of course. And so they're frantic. They're screaming about default, and they're trying to scare people into thinking that the full faith and credit of the United States government is going to go down the toilet if the debt ceiling is not raised. And that's just false. There is no evidence that the United States government has insufficient funds to pay its creditors. The evidence points in the opposite direction. More than sufficient funds are there. What the United States government does not have is cash flow sufficient to pay all of its creditors, plus pay for everything else that it fancies.
Part of the narrative here, though, is how markets are reacting to the choices that are having to be meted out currently in Washington. Of course, there's a vigorous debate. There's some distance between the House and the Senate and the President about what to do. And everywhere is this concern about how markets react. But it seems like they've got the tail wagging the dog, in a sense, about what's making markets react to this fight.
Yeah, the fight indicates that there's still a great deal of reluctance among the powerful in Washington to come to grips with the true long-term debt problem that the federal government today faces. And this debt ceiling debate reveals that, because what most all the Democrats and even many of the Republicans are happy to do is raise the debt ceiling, which would, if I were a credit rater, it would tell me, oh, these people are not serious about reining in long-term debt because they so easily want to raise the debt ceiling. And that fact tells these rating agencies and tells creditors that Uncle Sam is not as reliable a debtor as they believed in the past. It's not failure to raise the debt ceiling that is causing the downgrade in Uncle Sam's credibility as a debtor. It's in fact the struggle to raise the debt ceiling and the insistence on some in Congress, many in Congress and in the White House, that the debt ceiling must be raised. We must be able to borrow more money that is causing this anxiety among creditors. A debt ceiling has no purpose if it does not serve to establish some credibility. And if it's raised every time the government just desires and fancies to borrow more money because it wants to spend more, then it's pointless. Just get rid of the thing if that's what you're going to do.
Credit rating agencies, to the extent that they are considering downgrades or have already downgraded, in the case of one American NRSRO, nationally recognized statistical rating organization, Egan Jones, said explicitly, the issue here is spending. Yes. It is not this debt ceiling fight.
Yes, and if the the spending faction in Washington gets its way, then the concerns that this rating agency has will only be borne out. The debt ceiling gets raised, and lo and behold, of course, that means Uncle Sam can spend more. Seems to me, if you really want to assure creditors that you're going to get your fiscal house in order, you don't raise your debt ceiling, and you say, okay, we're not going to raise the debt ceiling. we are going to cut spending elsewhere. We're going to honor all of our creditors because we have enough cash flow to do that. And Uncle Sam does have enough cash flow to do that. We're going to pay all of our debts as they come due, but we are going to trim spending elsewhere, even dramatically, if we must. And the failure to raise the debt ceiling, or the choice to not raise a debt ceiling, on as you might describe it from some members of the Tea Party Republicans, would be a sound, credible signal that this fiscal sanity is returning to at least some people in Washington.
There is a related constitutional issue here. The full faith and credit of the United States government shall not be questioned, if I understand the wording correctly. But we also have a central monetary authority that is charged with printing enough money for the economy. And certainly the Federal Reserve does not want the United States to plunge into some deep recession. And if that becomes the only check on avoiding default, that becomes the only way to avoid default, it seems a very dangerous pressure valve when it comes to people's savings and the economy as a whole.
Well, again, I would caution that the word default here is not quite right. The United States does not have to default. It's got enough cash. What would happen if the debt ceiling is not raised, or one possibility of what would happen if the debt ceiling is not raised, is the Uncle Sam could pay off his creditors and then not reduce spending enough, being unable to borrow. Uncle Sam could put pressure on the Fed by hook or crook to increase the money supply. And the techniques about how that's done vary. Mechanisms are rather cloudy, but at the end of the day, the Fed is a political institution. It has the power to print money. People who receive government largesse do not care if the money that they are paid comes from the government borrowing money from someone or comes from the printing press. They're just getting their $1,000, $1 million, whatever it is. And the danger is if the insistence on maintaining this incontinent level of spending is satisfied by money creation, then we have inflation, and that's a real danger. I would rather, of these two evils, I would rather have government borrow the money up front rather than print money in order to fund its desired spending.
Don Boudreau is an adjunct scholar at the Cato Institute and professor of economics at George Mason University. You can learn more about Cato University at our website, cato.org.